Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jackie from Halifax.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How about you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to talk to you. We love you in the morning.
We love you.
So, Kennedy, Jackie is not alone. She's driving into work with her friend Ashley. So,
oh, hey,
tag
Ashley.
Team, back again.
That's right. That's right.
Can you ladies please kick Kennedy out of the studio? We'll get this thing started.
Kennedy, can you leave the studio?
There she
sure
is.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Starting to wonder if Ashley was real.
Here I am.
All right. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We give you $100, which is a great way to start your day. Her record on the big board, 5,908 wins, only 432 losses, but she did lose yesterday, so it is possible.
Ooh, all right.
Are you ladies ready?
We're ready.
We're ready.
Question 1. Squid Game 2, is Netflix's third most watched season ever after Squid Game 1 and Wednesday. Which actress plays the title character in Wednesday?
Jenna Ortega.
Question 2. 38 years ago today in 1987, Ray Bolger, who played the Scarecrow in Wizard of Oz, died of cancer at 83. What did the Scarecrow want from the wizard in the movie?
A brain.
And it's not the best timing, but Jessica Simpson is trying to sell her L.A. area home for $17.9 million. There's some other stuff going on out there right now.
Yeah, she a little
and,
bit.
She and her husband, Eric Johnson, just announced this week that they're separated. That's why she's doing it. What is the name of Jessica Simpson's younger sister, who is also a singer?
Ashley.
And question number 4, Blake Shelton is impressed by how hard Post Malone can party. He was being interviewed by CMT and said, quote, "I used to think I could go pretty hard back in the day, but nobody I've ever seen has anything on Post Malone." Is Post Malone over or under 30?
Ooh. Over.
I'd say over.
Yeah.
All right, and question number 5, Kate Middleton's cancer is in remission. What is Kate Middleton's official royal title?
The Duchess of York.
All right,
let's,
get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
So you guys are carpooling into work together. Where do you guys work?
We work at TJX. We're in the corporate office, so.
We love it.
So you don't have to deal with all the crazies in retail and the holiday season then?
No, thank God.
Yeah, no.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi. How'd we do?
Jackie and Ashley got 3 out of 5
all
correct.
All right. Well done, my friends.
Are you ready?
I am.
Squid Game 2 is Netflix's third most watched season ever after Squid Game 1 and Wednesday. Which actress plays the title character in Wednesday?
Jenna Ortega.
That is correct. 1-1. Excuse me. 38 years ago today in 1987, Ray Bulger, a.k.a. the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, died from cancer at 83. What did the Scarecrow want from the wizard?
A brain.
If I only had a brain. 2-2. It's not the best timing, but Jessica Simpson is trying to sell her L.A. area home for $17.9 million. That's a bad look. Maybe wait that out.
You think?
She and her husband, Eric Johnson, just announced this week that they're separated, which is why she's doing it. What is the name of Jessica's younger sister, who is also a singer?
Ashley.
She did that little Irish jig off the stage at SNL when she got caught lip-syncing.
It happens.
3-3. Question number 4. Blake Shelton is impressed by how hard Post Malone can party. He was being interviewed by CMT and said, I used to think I could go pretty hard, but I've never seen anyone that can hold a candle to Post Malone. Well, it's what you want to be known for.
Mom must be so proud.
Is Post Malone over or under 30 years old?
He looks like he's 80, so he's got to be under 30.
He is 29.
Good night.
He's actually a July 4th baby, so it's good he switched to country because America. 4-3, and question number 5. Kate Middleton's cancer is officially in remission.
Such good news.
What is Kate Middleton's official royal title?
The Princess of Windsor?
She's the Princess of Wales.
Wales.
Oh, and the crowd goes, oh.
Sorry, Kate.
But, Kennedy, you still get the win. 4-3. You've made Jackie and Ashley's car ride into work a little sadder.
No, we had fun, didn't we?
Unfortunately, we can't give you that $100 of Sal's money, but we appreciate you guys so much for calling in and playing with us. Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy?
Awesome. My name is Jackie.
And I'm Ashley.
And we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson is out today, so Dan will take the helm from here on out.
Got to work on my announcer voice for Can't Beat Kennedy. Ladies and gentlemen.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say what's up to Eliza from Wellesley.
Hi, Eliza.
Hi.
Good morning.
Every time I hear that name, all I can think of is Lin-Manuel Miranda going, Eliza!
Exactly.
And Eliza's not alone. She is taking her kids to school. She's with Louisa and Hannah. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
How old are you guys?
I'm 10 and I'm 7.
All right. The game's all year.
She's 7.
Can you all kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win $100. Her record on the big board, 5,909 wins, only 432 losses. She's pretty good. Are you ready?
We are ready.
16 years ago today in 2009, U.S. Airways pilot Sully Sullenberger safely landed a jet disabled by a bird strike in the Hudson River. Who played Sully in the movie?
Tom Hanks.
Question 2. More than 100 medalists in the Paris Olympics say their medals are already deteriorating, but they're going to get replacements. The United States had the most overall medals at the Summer Olympics, but were tied for first in gold medals with which other country?
China.
You have smart kids.
I do.
Question number 3. Pitbull turns 44 today. Can you name this hit Pitbull song? Oh, that's the loser horn. That's not a Pitbull song. Let's try this one.
Not working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive. I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo. That's tonight. Right.
We do everything tonight.
And question number 4. Now that Hoda Kotb doesn't work mornings anymore, she can drop her kids off at school, just like you're doing right now. She posted an adorable photo to Instagram doing just that. Which show did Hoda Kotb retire from last Friday?
The Today Show.
The what?
The Today Show.
And question number five.
Or Tyler, later today.
Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, and Hozier will headline the Governor's Ball in New York City this summer. Hozier had his first number one song in 2024. What is that song called?
Take Me to Church.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What grade are you in, Louisa and Hannah?
I'm in fourth grade.
Fourth grade. I remember my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Fourth Evans.
And second grade.
She hated me, Kennedy.
I doubt.
No, Miss Evans hated me. She probably still does. Welcome back.
Thank you. How'd we do?
Eliza, Louisa, and Hannah got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friends.
Hey. Question number one, Kennedy.
All right.
16 years ago today in 2009, U.S. Airways pilot Sully Sullenberger safely landed a jet disabled by a bird strike in the Hudson River. Who played Sully in the movie?
Tom Hanks.
1-1. More than 100 medalists at the Paris Olympics say their medals are deteriorating already, but they'll get replacements. The United States had the most overall medals at the Games, but were tied for first in golds with which other country?
China.
2-2. Pitbull turns 44 today. Oh. Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305.
Oh.
Can you name this hit Pitbull song?
Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive. I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo. That's right.
All I can think of is tonight. There might not be tomorrow. I don't know. Tonight.
Give me everything.
Ah.
2-2 going into question number 4. Now that Hoda Kotb doesn't work mornings anymore, she can drop her kids off at school. And she posted an adorable photo on Instagram doing just that.
Aww.
Which show did Hoda retire from on Friday?
The Today Show.
That is correct. The Today Show. 3-3. Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, and Hozier will headline the Governor's Ball in New York City this summer. Hozier just had his first number one song in 2024. What's it called?
Too Sweet.
Too Sweet is correct. 4-3.
Ooh, close one.
Congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win.
Congrats.
Eliza, Louisa, Hannah, you guys did awesome. Thank you for playing.
Thank you for having us.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
We are Eliza, Louisa, and Hannah from Wellesley, Massachusetts, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, we're calling in the big guns today, the heavy hitters.
What you got?
We're trying to part with Sal's money.
Okay.
Say good morning to Sarah from Norton.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, Dan.
Hi. So, Kennedy, Sarah has beaten you before.
Oh.
And then she came in for Redemption Week, looked you square in the eyes, and beat you again.
Oh, come on. Okay, all right, okay.
So your jersey's in the rafters already.
Well, let's see what we can do.
I try.
All right, Sarah, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
I can. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Same to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You get $100, which you've done before. Her record is 5,910 wins, 432 losses. You are two of those. Are you ready?
I am.
133 years ago today, in 1892, the rules of basketball were first printed in a newspaper in the town where the game was invented. Which Massachusetts city was basketball born in?
Springfield?
A 53-year-old French woman was scammed out of $850,000 by AI photos of Brad Pitt. She thought he loved her and that she was paying for his kidney cancer treatment. Brad Pitt can afford his own kidney cancer treatment. Don't give anybody any money online. Brad Pitt has been married twice. Can you name both of them?
Angelina Jolie. And Juliette Lewis. I don't think that's right, but I'm going to go with that.
Question three. Gerard Butler says actors were sent to the hospital every single day on the set of 300 saying, you'd be doing a fight, you turn around, and there'd be a guy down with a spear in his eye. In the movie, Butler played Leonidas, king of which ancient Greek city-state?
Oh, geez. Greek city-state.
The movie 300.
Yeah.
I need an answer.
I'm going to say Athens. I don't know. Never seen it.
And question number four. When David Schwimmer was 18, he worked as a process server for his mother, who was a divorce lawyer. And one of the people he served with divorce papers was Rod Stewart. Schwimmer played one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers in the FX series American Crime Story. Who'd he play?
Oh, geez. The only one I know is the Kardashian guy. I don't know.
You have a full name instead of the Kardashian guy?
No. I don't.
Fair enough. Question number five. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born today in 1929. What is the name of Dr. King's most famous speech he delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in 1963?
I have a dream.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, that was terrible.
Sarah, you beat her twice. How do you think you did that time?
Not so much.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Sarah, who has vanquished you before.
She has indeed.
Only got 2 out of 5 right this time.
Oof. Yeah.
It's all right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
133 years ago today in 1892, the rules of basketball were first printed in a newspaper in the town the game was invented. Which Massachusetts city was basketball born in?
Springfield.
That is correct. 1-1. A 53-year-old French woman was scammed out of $850,000 by AI photos of Brad Pitt. She thought he loved her and that she was paying for his kidney cancer treatment.
Makes me so sad. Mm.
Brad Pitt has been married twice. Can you name both of them?
Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie.
That is correct. 2-1. Gerard Butler says actors were sent to the hospital every single day on the set of 300. You'd be doing a fight, you turn around, and a guy's down with a spear in his eye.
Oh, my God.
In the movie, Butler played Leonidas, king of which ancient Greek city-state?
Sparta.
This is Sparta. That is correct.
Oh.
3-1. When David Schwimmer was 18, he worked as a process server for his mother, who was a divorce lawyer. And one of the people he served with divorce papers was Rod Stewart. That's a fun bar story.
It's a good one.
Schwimmer played one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers in the FX series American Crime Story. Who'd he play?
Robert Kardashian?
That is correct. 4-1.
Darn it.
Question number 5. Yeah, not that Kardashian guy, but you were close. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born today in 1929. What is the name of Dr. King's most famous speech he delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial?
I have a dream.
That is correct. 5-2. Kennedy, redemption is finally yours.
Well, it happens.
You get the win. Sarah, we appreciate you playing. Sorry you can't go for the Holy Trinity of 3 dubs.
Hey, it's all good. 2-2. We'll go again soon.
Come back again.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy right before we get out of here?
Yep, my name is Sarah from Norton, and I can't beat Kennedy this time.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mac?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to Mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix1041.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.